Hello and welcome to Freakin' Paranormal, your haunted guide to otherworldly destinations. Come along the ride if you're freaking adventurous. I'm your haunted host, Jessica Cavaretto.
And I'm your other haunted host, Patricia Simpson.
So pack your bags. Bring a spare pair of panties.
It's going to be a spooky ride.
All right. Let's go get freaking paranormal.
Welcome
to freaking paranormal.
Freaking paranormal. Where the normal get freaky.
And the freaks get normal.
So there's hope for me, Jess.
I don't know which category you fall under.
I was thinking freak, pretty much.
Yeah, I think you're kind of a normie.
I am.
Oh. I think so.
So maybe I'll get
you
freaky.
You don't even swear.
I don't want to go to hell. That's, you know.
You're already there.
Yeah, I live in the frozen north.
Hell hath frozen over, apparently.
But Jessica, do you want to introduce our topic of the evening?
I'm not quite sure what we're calling it. Is it just the most haunted cities?
The 10 most haunted cities.
The 10 most. Oh, we do love a top 10. The top 10 most haunted cities across the globe as generated by ChatGPT.
Which was pretty fun. But when I asked it to rate them most haunted to less haunted, it said it didn't have that kind of data because paranormal activity is not really scientific.
Ah, interesting. Also, yeah. I don't believe the AI has opinions or is able to do that sort of quantitative.
Well, it can if it has the right kind of data. It could say the largest cities in the world according to population, but it doesn't have enough data on ghosts.
Maybe it needed better questions. You know, more like a more detailed question. Like,
yeah, you never know.
Most reported hauntings or something along that line.
So these top 10, these 10 haunted cities, some of them did not surprise me in the least. And there were a couple on there that I went, what?
Yeah, I would say we've covered, I think, a couple of them that fall on the list.
Yeah.
At least the ones that are on my list.
Yeah. But there's a couple on there. So
that surprised you.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, stay tuned. And
let the mystery unfold.
Yes. And I'm going to rearrange mine because I'm leaving the most interesting one to the end. It has the best stories, but it's not.
So you're going to leave me on the edge of my seat?
Yes. Yes.
I'll try and strap myself in. Make sure I stay here the entire time.
Well, I hope you stay. Oh. And I hope our listeners stay too, because the stories from this particular city are kind of fun.
Well, then save the best for last.
Yeah, exactly. So,
and on that note, I'll kick it off because I'm number one, and I'm going to go in numerical order as dictated by Chat AI or Chat GPT, whatever that is.
Okay.
So, no one will be shocked to learn that the following city is at the top of the list, and that would be New Orleans, Louisiana.
Oh, yeah. Creepy.
We covered this particular city in Season 2, Episode 7, and I actually had New Orleans as a topic. So, New Orleans.
I don't remember anything.
Well, you know, you're of that age. Brainwashing. But, you know, everyone knows that New Orleans has a creepy, creepy mystique element to it. It's steeped in voodoo and haunted houses, ghosts. Like, it just has that as part of its bones of the city, I would say.
It's sweltering.
Lots of cemeteries, vampires.
It's Spanish moss. Yeah.
It's just hot, sweaty, and creepy.
Yeah.
Just like a lot of first dates.
ooh, really? But, sweaty?
Sweaty and creepy. Yeah. You know, you're sweating under the collar because, you know, you want to get away, but they've got you handcuffed to the table with their horrible conversations. Just kidding. They're wonderful. So a lot of the reports of the paranormal activity are ghost sightings, you know, and they've got plenty of ghost tours. You know, they've definitely turn that into a tourist draw. And I'm sure that generates a lot of money for the economy there. But there's lots of former residents, generally in the historic centers. And, you know, this comes from the various, like, I'm sure there's deaths, rampant illnesses and war and slavery and all that good stuff. And because of its proximity to the Caribbean and all of the transplanted, I guess, Haitians, I suppose, there's the voodoo practices. And so that lends itself to the paranormal activity. Who knows, there's spells and curses and everything. And then on top of that, the haunted houses in the area. I'm not doing great right now. I need more wine.
Well,
so a lot of the hauntings are centered around, you know, the historic homes in the area, because it is one of the older places of the United States because of, you know, the French were there right before the United States was formed. And so there's a lot of historical buildings and lots of money changed hands. And one of the most, I guess, iconic hauntings is the LaLaurie Mansion, which is the one of the places that I covered in that previous episode. And this mansion is known to be, I think, the most haunted. Can't remember if you can still visit it or if it's a private residence now, but it was owned by the LaLaurie. So Madame LaLaurie, Delphine LaLaurie, was known to be like a lady about town, hosting fine events and everything, but there was a fire in her mansion in 1834. And when the fire crew arrived to put everything out, they discovered that she had been keeping people enslaved in inhumane conditions, like I believe upstairs.
Yes. In the attic.
In the attic. Yes. Yeah. And they were chained to the walls, and a lot of them had horrific injuries. And she had been like conducting her own medical experiments and such on them. So it's said that the, you know, the souls of those people and the ones that I predeceased them are what haunt the building. And, you know, once that was discovered, once that fire happened, they escaped back to France. And, you know, she passed away like, I don't know, 10 years later or something like that.
Yeah, she got away.
Ever
she got away
with repercussions.
It.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, they couldn't find her.
Yeah, or
which is
they couldn't
odd.
Extradite her or something
it's,
like that.
It's so odd. Usually the women burned at the stake or something.
Well, yeah, but I think she was in a position of power so she could escape, you know, pay off the right people, and the people she was hurting, they didn't quote-unquote matter at the time.
That's true.
So, and then the another place that came up on the list as, you know, being one of the more haunted places is the St. Louis Cemetery No. 1. And this is the final resting place for many notable figures that are in New Orleans history and obviously haunted by the spirits that reside there. But if you want more information, you can circle back to season 2, episode 7.
Okay. I'm glad you made a note of that because I didn't look it up.
I thought I'd be, you know, due diligence.
Very good, Jessica. Very
so take
good.
Us to a No. 2 on the list.
Okay. So No. 2 is a place I've actually been to.
Let me guess. Is it Lincoln, Nebraska?
I've not been to Lincoln. But this city has a book written about it called The Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil.
Charleston. Atlanta.
Nope. Savannah.
Savannah.
Savannah, Georgia. Yeah. And
another
all
hot,
remember-
sweaty place.
All I remember about that book is the cover because it was so evocative.
Wasn't it like some sort of garden statuary?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Of a woman.
Yeah. Kind of in silhouette, right?
It was
like she was backlit or something.
Yeah, and it was dark. And very lots of leaves and stuff. So, of course, Savannah is one of our older cities, and it's also one of the most haunted. And there are lots of ghost sightings because they have a historic area with lots of old squares and buildings. I thought it was a lot smaller than I imagined when I got there, been in Charleston.
Gotcha. So Savannah just seemed a smaller place than you.
A very small,
but envisioned. But it was
charming, very charming. Mm-hmm. And so there's two.
Yeah, slavery is charming.
Yeah. Well, there were pirates, Jessica.
Oh, pirates.
Slaves and pirates. But there's three places you can go see on ghost tours. One is the Mercer Williams House. Mm-hmm. And that's the one that's supposed to be haunted by the spirit of Jim Williams, who was
I know Jim. Yeah.
He was he was in the book. He was a prominent antique dealer, and he threw fabulous parties. I mean, he had antiques in his home that were actual things that belonged to like Napoleon and stuff like that.
That's
and
cool.
This was in the 1970s, so he is one of our more modern ghosts. So,
yeah, it's kind of rare to like experience a ghost from the actual 20th century.
Yeah, we only have one so far, that kid in Helena, Montana, in the bathroom. But anyway, in this book, he had a guy come to work for him, an assistant who was seemed to be kind of a rough guy. He was a young man named Danny Hansford, and he was not at all like Jim. He wasn't very cultured, and he probably was, you know, nobody is very clear because everything was hush-hushed back then, but they probably had a relationship. And he probably threatened to tell people about Jim. Yeah. And ended up getting shot and killed.
Who did? The
Danny,
assistant?
Danny, the Danny. Assistant. And Jim Williams was tried 4 times for this murder, and each trial ended in a hung jury. But it was so stressful for him that he died of a heart attack in 1990 before he could be tried again.
See, I didn't realize that that book was based in real people.
Yeah, it was.
Hmm.
And so since then, it's been the subject of so much speculation, articles, books, but the truth behind the murder remains a mystery, which is kind of interesting.
We don't know who did it.
Yeah, we don't.
Maybe it was one of the many ghosts.
Well, yeah. But apparently Jim Williams still haunts the house. Visitors have reported seeing him walking around the house. They hear strange noises and music coming from the property, like, you know, there's a party. And they feel a ghostly presence or sense an eerie atmosphere. But the house is also haunted by the ghost of an 11-year-old boy who fell off the roof in 1969.
Was he at one of those parties?
I don't know what was going on at that house, but that's very close to 1970, isn't it?
It is, definitely.
Yeah. So the second place is called the Sorrel. I think it's Sorrel Weed House.
Oh, like the weed.
Yeah, and like sorrel. Yeah. And it's supposed to be haunted by its owner, Francis Sorrel, and he still haunts the house. They didn't mention the people he abused haunting the house. He's been seen walking through the halls, and they feel a presence and hear strange noises. Hmm. But the third one is the Pirate's House, and this is a really old building. It looks like a wooden frame house, and I think it's a restaurant now. And it's said to be haunted by the spirits of pirates who used to frequent that place because it used to be a boarding house.
A brothel.
And a bar in the 1700s. And there's a building on that lot called the Herb House that's supposed to be the
Herb House?
Yeah, the Herb House.
Herb House.
Supposed to be the oldest building in Georgia, which I thought was kind of cool. If you walk down into the basement, the basement's made of hand-hewn brick, handmade.
I don't know why I thought you were going to say it's made of ham.
Yes, the walls are made of ham and good cream cheese. Anyway, if you walk down the rickety stairs, you go down there, it's old brick, and there used to be this archway leading to a tunnel, but they had to wall it up for safety reasons. The tunnel ran out to the street. And this is where they used to Shanghai men.
Shanghai? What does that mean?
Shanghai. It's a term where people are kidnapped and put on ships and they go right out to sea. And you can't get off the boat. You have to work on the boat. It's like forced sailor ship.
Wow.
Yeah, that was.
But why Shanghai? Is that where it started?
I think so. It's a term. Yeah, it started in.
Kind of seems like it might be a not so great term. Anymore.
Oh, not PC.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
I don't know. But anyway. I hear where you're coming from.
Yeah. But sounds like it was a den of iniquity and crime and
like
anguish.
Like most of the history of the United States.
And elsewhere.
And elsewhere, for sure. Humans are bad.
So that was number two, Savannah, Georgia.
Savannah, Georgia. Well, we will keep it stateside with number three. And I will give you three guesses to where that might be.
Well, you have to give me a clue. Is it in Wyoming?
How about black pointy hats?
The Ku Klux Klan. No, the Ku Klux Clowns.
The Ku Klux Clowns? Yeah. They are clowns. No, Salem, Massachusetts.
Oh, Salem, yeah.
I mean, because come on, the persecution of witches. So that is Salem's claim to fame, is the Salem Witch Trials of 1692, when several people were accused of practicing witchcraft and then were put to death. So there's a rich belief in supernatural elements and lots of paranormal activity within the city. And it's still home to a lot of modern day pagans and practicing Wiccans. So obviously there's some ghost sightings related to that. It all centers around these persecuted quote unquote witches.
Which was a no-win situation.
Pretty much, yeah. So there's a witch trials memorial, actually, and this was dedicated to those who were accused and executed during the trials. And this is, I guess, the hotbed of activity of where you can, you know, experience ghostly apparitions and such. In the research that I did, it said that 19 people were executed by hanging and one man was pressed to death.
That's and all?
That's what I found in my quick research as done by ChatGPT.
I can beat that number later in the program.
Later in the program. But yeah, the first person to be executed was Bridget Bishop, who was known for her eccentric behavior and for being married three times, which was so scandalous at the time. So she was accused of bewitching several people, found guilty, and then hanged in June. And then there was Sarah Good, who was a homeless woman accused of witchcraft by several young girls. And she never confessed to the charges against her, and so she was hanged. And then there was Tituba, who was an enslaved woman who was accused of practicing witchcraft by several girls. She confessed and then implicated others, and she actually was never executed but was imprisoned for a year, then sold to another master. And then there's Martha Corey, who was a respected member of the community, who was accused by witchcraft by several people, including her own husband, probably because he wanted a new wife.
Yeah.
No kidding. And despite her husband's testimony, she still, you know, maintained her innocence, and then she was hanged. And then another one was Rebecca Nurse, who was a respected member of the community, and she was accused by several people, including her own sisters. So despite the fact that she was known to be gentle and did, you know, good deeds for others, she was still found guilty and hanged.
It's just amazing.
Yeah, kind of wild.
And that's not even that long after that city was founded, I don't believe.
Well, puritanical insanity, I guess.
Yeah.
Have to, wow. Just probably women who were vocal and they didn't fall
their husbands
in line
were
as they're supposed to.
You couldn't divorce them, but you could accuse them of witchcraft and just kill them.
Yeah. Because, you know, if they're innocent, they would float or something like that, right?
No, if they were innocent, they would drown.
Oh, that's why. Damned if you do, damned if you don't, essentially.
Exactly. It's like the highest form of bullying.
Ugh. It's like, well, if you were really a witch, you'd die. Or if you were really innocent, you'd die.
Yeah. It's so strange.
So crazy. So in addition to that, like there, because it is also, you know, such an old city, there's hauntings reported, you know, amongst the historical homes of the area. Nothing jumped out. There, you know, no well-known ghosts or anything like that. It's just the dead witches.
Dead witches.
So, dead witches.
Dead ordinary people.
Basically.
Yeah.
Or probably women who just like to mess with herbs and not go the traditional medicinal route.
Or got a little uppity, like you said.
Yeah. Uppity.
Well, number four is the South.
Again?
Yes. It is a hotbed of ghosts.
Nashville.
No, it's the oldest
Orlando?
City in the United States.
Oh, Virginia something.
No.
I don't know. What's the oldest city?
It's St. Augustine, Florida.
That's the oldest city.
Yeah, and I've never been there. And when I was researching it and looking at the architecture, it's mm-hmm. so cool. I just want to go there. And
where is that in Florida?
It's on the coast somewhere. It looks very
Is it like rich northern Florida or southern Florida?
Well, I could look it up. Or you could look it up what I'm telling our listeners about why it's haunted.
Sounds
and you can
great.
Let us know.
I'll do some research.
St. Augustine dates back to the Spanish colonial period. And I thought, when was that? So I looked that up. And it was from 1492 to 1898.
That is wild.
It's older than our present country.
Which wow.
is, yeah. So it was Spanish for more time than it was American.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So there's lots of ghosts there. You know, it stands to reason because it is so old, including the Castillo de San Marcos, the oldest masonry fort in the United States.
Dating to the 17th century, huh?
I don't know.
Well, that's what it says here.
Okay.
Since I typed in St. Augustine, it says that, yes, it's a 17th century Spanish stone fortress.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
But one of the interesting places there is 26 Toke Place. It's a little house. It used to be the servants' quarters of a larger home. And when mm-hmm. the larger home burned down, this servants' quarters was moved to a different place. And people have reported the walls bleed.
Oh, and, creepy.
Yeah. And there's a mirror in one of the bathrooms that sometimes displays the word hi.
Oh, creepy.
Yeah. There's a ghost of an old woman seen on the property, as well as that of a little girl who had been shot in the head. I don't want to see her.
No.
And a little boy that sits on the front steps.
Yeah, that doesn't sound great.
And as time went on, these sightings got less and less, but they were doing renovations recently, and apparently the paranormal activity has started to return. So somebody doesn't
want to
be disturbed.
Well, they're probably, they're not liking the loud construction.
Yeah, don't move
us. So as a point of reference, St. Augustine is a little south of Jacksonville, so it's upper Florida. St. Augustine is closer to Georgia.
Okay.
Like Orlando's kind of in the middle, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense to me.
Yeah.
There's a couple other places in St. Augustine that I would like to visit. There's a lighthouse. Mm-hmm. And it's haunted by the spirits of the, former lighthouse keepers and fam.
Obviously.
Shipwrecked victims.
But why would it be haunted by them? Did they die there?
Well, that was what I wanted to talk to you about, because I got to thinking again about these old ghosts.
Yeah, it's like...
And the Nick... Why do they haunt? Their energy is trapped because of trauma, right? And it's usually negative.
That's the theory.
There are hardly any good ghosts that we hear about.
Well, I think, there have been. I'm not sure if we've talked about them, but at least in some of the research, it's like, I think I talked about them. Like, there's been a couple... maybe like train conductors or something where it's just like they continue to show up because it's their job and it's not like they died on the job or anything. It's just that was their commitment and their habit. And they continue to do that in the afterlife kind of a thing where they left so much energy at their place where they worked or something.
They were so focused on that job. Yeah. But that's not the norm.
Yeah.
But I was thinking, if you're sentient or a sensitive person to energy, and there's all this negative energy that's being trapped and more trauma is trapping more trauma. It's like our planet is going to be dark. It's getting increasingly dark.
That's why there's people that call themselves light workers that help those spirits release.
Just go on. We might have to start doing that more and more.
It could be like energetic constipation, spiritual constipation.
Yeah, you just get so freaked out. That energy just gets like stamped.
Yeah, imprinted.
Yeah, Imprinted is a very, very good word. Imprinted on what? I don't know.
But there's also so many layers of existence, you know, if time is just a loop and, you know, you could talk about dimensions and stuff. Maybe it's that they continue to exist in another plane of existence. Like, I mean, we could go real deep.
Yeah. It just crossed my mind. Like, are we just increasingly adding
time linear, you know? Maybe it's not. Maybe our experience of these ghosts are of a past future world, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, we're just glimpsing. We're just glimpsing a moment in their time.
It's like a bend in the loop, you know?
Yeah, it's a moment of ours. That's just interesting.
It's one of the unknowns.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's what I like to think about.
Yeah, those weird abstract thought experiments. Yeah.
So back to St. Augustine, there's also the old jail that you can go visit. It's haunted by the former inmates. And then, of course, there's a military hospital.
Of course.
It's haunted by the patients experiments. And staff. Well, it didn't go into detail, but I thought, oh, ho-hum, another hospital. Let's move on, shall we?
Let's.
Well, number five on our list is
it's merry old London, England.
Your favorite
which
city.
Is one of my favorites. You know, I don't like to play favorites. I have multiples. You know, I can't pick just one. Yes, for anyone that's ever visited London, it is awash in ghost tours and hauntings and creepy this and creepy that because it's a freaking old place.
It is.
So, of course, there's layers upon layers upon layers of experiences.
Because it was there before the Romans.
Yeah. You've got ghosts that have ghosts. Ghosts upon ghosts.
And generations of ghosts.
Generations of ghosts. There you go. So, through all that tumult and war and illness and plague
and beheadings.
And struggle and beheadings and serial killers and all of that. There are some standouts. You know, there's the Tower of London, which, you know, is a jolly place.
Oh, man.
It's just a few prisoners here and there, maybe some people that just disappeared, you know.
You know, and they kept some of the royalty there for years.
Yes. And there's that
little apartment.
Like, yeah, and wasn't there like the two boys that went missing?
The Edwards. Yeah, yeah.
And they don't know what happened, but then like one of them was discovered like when they were digging up a parking lot somewhere north of London.
Oh, I thought they were found in the tower for some reason.
Like, or I don't remember what. Just like randomly they never knew what happened.
Parking lot.
Huh?
Yeah. I think Richard III's body was found in the parking lot.
In the parking lot. Something random like that. But they've never been able to trace there what happened to them because there's no like actual grave for them.
Yeah. Poor guys.
So that's one, obviously. And then Buckingham Palace.
You know, and Harry thinks he has it hard.
It's all relative, isn't it? Because they're inbred. In addition to the royal buildings, there's some homes throughout London that are said to be haunted, which makes sense because I'm sure lots of murders and all that good stuff. In addition, the underground, you know, the tubes. The tube is supposed to be haunted by some passengers and workers who died in accidents and other rail incidents. Oh, and then circling back to the Tower of London, it's said to be haunted by Anne Boleyn, who was executed there. And then there are the plague pits, which I hadn't ever really heard about. These are the mass graves of people who died during the Great Plague of 1665.
I've never heard of that either. I wonder what that is.
I don't know. I could do a quick little Google here.
Plague pits. Well, they had to just throw them in because people were desperate not to be near the corpses and people were overworked.
And just to get rid of them.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. There's an interactive map.
Oh, there's a lot of them.
Yeah. Oh, they're all around.
Eesh.
Yeah, Knightsbridge, Westminster. Gosh. Did you look it up?
I did not. Wow.
Here we go. Interactive map.
Take my...
Are plague pits still infectious?
Interesting. Hey. Oh, good one, Jess.
Yeah. Now you've got me going here.
And with that, we're going to take a break. so we can check our if we have fevers and spots or bubbles.
We're going to take the temperature of the room.
Okay, we'll be right back. And we're back.
And we're back.
Welcome to the second half of Freakin' Paranormal, and we're doing the top 10.
Did you get some snack?
Most haunted cities in the world.
Did you get a snack?
I didn't need a snack. I don't snack at night.
Did you need a snack? So next on the list is...
is Paris, France, and Jessica, you have been there many more times than I have, and we've also covered this. As
Paris.
Well.
Mm-hmm. Gay Paris. I've been there three times.
I've only been there once.
Yeah.
But I had a question for you. Of course, one of the most haunted places in Paris are the catacombs. Mm-hmm. And that's where they buried, that's the underground ossuary of Paris. But I was wondering, did they move all those bodies to make room for growth? Is that what the story was?
I think that's what happened, is they had to, because it's just a bunch of bones, you know, and the bones are stacked up.
Yeah, they're just stacked up.
Like, I'm sure a cursory research of that would provide an answer.
I thought you would know, so I thought, I'll just ask Jessica, because she went on that tour.
I went to Wikipedia for some history. There, it houses the remains of more than 6 million people.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and it was a part of a tunnel network that was built to consolidate Paris's ancient stone quarries and in a way to eliminate the overflow in the cemeteries.
So that's, they were quarries, that's why.
Ancient ones.
Yeah,
ancient quarries. That dated to Roman times.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
Which is insane. So they started construction in 1774.
Okay. Yeah.
Which is just insane.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
All those dead bodies. 6 million dead bodies.
I mean, well, it's just bones. It's bones. So it's,
well, I meant, but 6 million skeletons.
Yeah, skeletons. Wow. That's insane. But I don't recall what prompted the construction of them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, in addition to the catacombs, there's an historic chapel, the Sainte-Chapelle. Mm-hmm. It's said to be haunted by the spirits of former prisoners who were held in dungeons beneath the building. I don't know, maybe it was during the Inquisition or something, because why does a chapel have a dungeon? Question.
Well, I believe that's on the Île de la Cité, so it's on the little island.
Oh.
So it was probably near, like, the palace, so at some point it probably housed prisoners.
And then they'd have to swim for it if they ever got out.
Yeah, the little Parisian Alcatraz.
And then there's the Père Lachaise Cemetery, which I was thinking, mm-hmm. that's a funny name. It's like Father the Chair Cemetery. Father the Couch Cemetery.
Father the Chair. Maybe it means Lachaise is like the throne.
Father that could of the throne. Be. Oh, maybe it is. Anyway, it's the famous cemetery haunted by the spirits of those who are buried there, including Jim Morrison.
Obviously.
And Oscar Wilde, who, you know, was outed by somebody and he was sent to jail and it completely broke him and he escaped to France and died there.
Okay, back to Paris.
Well, there's not much more. You know, the Eiffel Tower's haunted. I remember we covered that.
Yeah, some deaths.
Somebody, suicides and things like that. So, and the Louvre, the catacombs, all the major tourist destinations are haunted. Doesn't say anything about the Tuileries, though.
Jardin des Tuileries.
Yeah. Where were the beheadings?
Like, where was Marie Antoinette beheaded? I'll ask. How's that?
Okay.
Where?
Just ask chat AI.
I'm not logged in. Where was Marie?
I think it was
Antoinette executed. Le Jardin des Tuileries. Le Place de la Concorde. And that's what it says.
Okay.
Oh, at the Place de la Révolution. Oh, it was renamed Place de la Concorde. Okay, I get it. So that's at the end of the
Champs-Élysées over there?
No, it's at the end of the Jardin des Tuileries.
Oh, it is. Okay, that's so yeah. Maybe she was taken on the cart through the Tuileries. That's what I'm
probably
thinking. Yeah.
Yeah, because it's like you go Louvre through the Tuileries, and then there's the Place de la Concorde, which is at the end of the Champs-Élysées.
Yeah. Okay. That's all I have.
Oh, I just love Paris. I love Paris.
I love the architecture.
I watched this silly show called Meet Me in Paris. It was a reality rom-com. It was only an hour.
Oh.
But it made me want to go to Paris. So next on the list is...
Number seven.
Numero seven is Prague in the Czech Republic.
Which I never think of as being haunted, but it's so historic that it, you know.
Oh, yes.
It's got to be.
I think you would love Prague.
Or Budapest.
I think you'd really love Prague, though, just because it's on a river.
Yes, I love
it. There's rivers and bridges.
Rivers and bridges.
So it is one of the most haunted cities in Europe. And there's ghost sightings. There's haunted houses. There's a haunted bridge. There's a haunted town hall. And there's a haunted Jewish cemetery.
Well, that goes without saying.
Yeah. So there's a lot of ghostly apparitions in the historic buildings, as stands to reason, considering the history of the city, that it's old and it's been, you know, battled over. So obviously that involves some energetic trauma.
What's the story on the bridge that's haunted?
So the Charles Bridge, which is, you know, iconic. That's where everyone takes their photos. It's beautiful. I don't know what period that would be, turn of the century, I'll just say. It has like the gas lamps and stuff and the beautiful arches. But it's said to be haunted by the spirits of those who died during its construction or of those who have drowned in the river below.
Because they jumped off?
I didn't investigate, but I would assume as much. But they probably, you know, died in, I don't know when that was built, but I'd imagine they got stuck or fell off or.
Yeah, you know. Got poured into the cement.
Yeah, oh, that'd be awful.
Wouldn't that drown?
Some of the haunted houses, this I did dig a little deeper into. Just outside of Prague is the Huska Castle, and it's about an hour's drive away from Prague, and it's supposed to be one of the most haunted places in Czechia. The Huska Castle was built in the 13th century over a supposed bottomless pit, so maybe it was a sinkhole, but it was thought to be a gateway to hell.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's provocative. Hey. So over the years, many, I guess, strange and unexplained phenomena have happened here. There's been sightings of ghosts and other supernatural beings. And then another haunted house is the House of the Black Madonna,
ooh,
which is an Art Nouveau building in central Prague. And it's supposed to be haunted by the ghost of a woman who committed suicide in the building.
Oh.
And she appears as a spectral figure wearing a white dress. And then another house that came up in my research is the Kinski Palace, which is a Baroque palace located in the old town of Prague, like the old town area. And it's haunted by the ghost of a woman who was murdered there in the 18th century. And she also appears as a white lady, and her ghost has been seen by many over the years.
I thought maybe it was Klaus Kinski or Natasha Kinski.
Or no. Rimsky-Korsakov. Rimsky-Kinski. Kinski.
Kinky boots. Kinski boots. Okay.
Kinski. And then the other places that were mentioned was, you know, the Old Town Hall. And this is haunted by the former prisoners who were held in its dungeons. And then the Jewish cemetery is haunted by the spirits of those who are buried there, which includes victims of the Holocaust.
Oh, yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Oh.
So there's that.
Prague.
Prague.
So number eight is Bangkok, Thailand.
Thailand. I feel like, didn't we cover Bangkok?
No, I don't recall.
We covered something about Bangkok, like its airport or something.
Yeah. Oh, like it could be a Bangkok airport. Yeah. I didn't get that on my list, though, which is interesting. There's a bunch of places here. It surprised me. I know nothing about that section of the world. Or any other section, really. But
well, at least you're ignorant across the board.
Yeah, equally ignorant. But most of it's very generic. Like there's the Bangkok Noi Canal, and it's haunted by the spirits of those who drowned there and soldiers who died. And then the Grand Palace is haunted by the spirits of former kings and queens. And the Thai Chinese Cemetery is haunted by spirits of fast food delivery services.
So more modern day ghosts.
Yeah. No, just wealthy Chinese merchants. Okay. And then there's the Siam Square, which is the shopping district that's supposedly haunted by past war people and soldiers and civilians. Kind of boring. But then there's the Pen Factory.
The Pen Factory?
Near Kasim Bundit University.
Okay.
And it's said to be haunted by the people that died these horribly torturous deaths when the Pen Factory exploded.
That sounds terrible.
I know.
Were they stabbed to death or something?
Probably. And there's probably kind of weird poisonous gases. And I don't know. The owner was later shot. Uh-huh. A Bic, you know? Died by Bic.
They made their point. Ballpoint.
Oh. Fucked up. The owner was shot in his office, and his business was closed soon afterward. And the factory is now derelict, and it's very creepy, according to the descriptions. And if you
shot him,
it didn't say.
Oh,
it didn't say it was suicide either.
Gotcha.
It said it was shot in his office. But if you go there to the water tank and you knock three times, supposedly a poltergeist will appear.
Ooh.
Isn't that weird?
That is kind of weird.
Yeah. And then the next creepy place is called the Ratburana Police Station. Officers started to desert this place and quit their jobs even before a new police station was built. And people were wondering why. And it's because it was so haunted by evil forces that people in their cells would kill themselves, even if they were just in there for these minor offenses. And there was no reason to kill themselves. And the police officers thought some demon induced them to kill themselves so they could feed on their souls.
Oh,
and it was just so
intense.
Yeah. There was this a really high percentage of suicides in those cells. So they closed it and built a new one. Interesting.
That is interesting. I'm trying to see where our old notes are. Oh, yeah. The Bangkok airport is haunted.
By a lady in white that waits for a bus, right? That was the story.
A pale woman. Did that come up for you?
No.
The haunted airport?
I'm just remembering all of a sudden.
Oh, this is from season 2, episode 1. It's the Suvarnabhumi Airport in Bangkok, Thailand. Yeah, there's been ghost sightings, terrible accidents. It's built on an ancient burial site. Pu Ming is the guardian of the cemetery. He appears as a blue specter or a frail man with a walking stick. And then there's a pale woman ghost carrying a baby, and she steps in front of vehicles.
Yeah.
And then there's unexplained sounds, wailing, classical Thai music. And then there was a time, I guess, where a plane skidded off the runway in 2013 and ghostly air stewardesses helped rescue efforts.
Well, there's some helpful ghosts.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But I knew Bangkok was in there somewhere.
Well, good job. Good job again.
Good job again. Good job, girl.
But you know, you keep your notes.
Hey.
I print them out and throw them away.
I just, I never print them out. And they're just virtual into the cloud.
Well, the last thing I have in Bangkok is the Erawan Shrine. And this is this golden Buddhist shrine of a statue.
Erawan?
Yeah, Erawan.
Okay.
And so it's really beautiful, and it's dedicated to the Hindu god of creation, which is kind of ironic because in 2015, a bomb exploded there and killed 21 people. And it's haunted by them and also people that died or were victims of violence.
Hmm.
Sounds like a place I actually wouldn't want to go see.
Probably not, no.
I'd rather go to the Pen Factory and knock on the water tank.
Knock three times.
On the tank if you want
to show up and bite your soul. Well, next on my list is another fascinating location.
Number
in the
nine.
Wonderful land of the United Kingdom. It is York, England.
That's the surprising one to me.
Why is that?
Because York, you know, how, why? And I had to look it up.
Where York was?
No, why York?
Why York?
Because
what did you find?
There were so many major battles there.
Oh. York is north of London, near Leeds.
It's north of Crocky Hill.
It's out there.
Yeah, it's way out there.
Okay. I believe it's the birthplace of my favorite thing ever, Yorkshire puddings.
Oh, yeah. Yorkshire.
And Yorkshire terriers. And
hey, you've got a theme going there.
And York, Tom York. Radiohead. Just kidding. Anywho, in York, England, there's been numerous reports of paranormal activity in the city. Imagine that. So there's ghost sightings. There's apparitions in the historic buildings, as we're seeing as a theme throughout these old towns. And I am sensing you want to weigh in here.
No, I was just, ho-hum. Old buildings, historic towns.
She's off on a tangent, folks. So the one of these buildings is York Minster, which I guess is a church, which is an odd way to call it. But it's a historic cathedral, and it's haunted by the spirits of former bishops and choir boys.
Oh, I wonder why.
Yes, because they all partook in a ritual and died. No,
kind
one of
ritual?
The most famous ghosts, no, I'm making that up, is the ghostly Roman soldier. And he appears in the Undercroft, which just all of this sounds like really like full of subtext.
Is that a sandwich you're carrying, or a Roman soldier in your Undercroft?
Oh. Would you like to show me your ghostly Roman soldier? I don't know what the Undercroft is, but it's not Lara Croft, that's for sure. Tomb Raider. It's the oldest part of the cathedral, so I'm imagining.
It's probably the basement,
like,
you know.
It's the bowels of the cathedral. And to walk along the walls, disappearing through a doorway that leads to the Roman road.
Why does he have to walk along the walls? That's weird. Bah? That's a weird way to say it. Walk
yeah.
along the walls.
Maybe just the inside walls or the halls. Another famous haunting of the York Minster Cathedral is the ghostly choir. Many people have reported hearing the sound of singing coming from the choir stalls, even when no one is there.
That's kind
of
cool.
The choir is said to made up of bee. Is said
made
to
up
be made
of bee?
Made up of bee, Beyonce. The choir is said to be made up of the ghosts of former choir boys and other members of the choir who have long since passed away. I'm not sure who else aside from choir boys would be making up the choir, but there you go.
Maybe they had choir girls too.
I didn't think they were allowed to sing.
Probably not.
And then the crypt of York Minster Cathedral is said to be haunted by a number of different ghosts, including the ghost of a monk who was murdered there in the 16th century. Visitors to the crypt have reported hearing strange noises, feeling a cold presence in the air, which, you know,
in their undercroft.
It's typical ghost behavior. They just leave you feeling cold and damp.
It's better than sweaty and damp.
Yes,
I think I'd rather
true.
Be cold and damp.
Well, you know, at least you knew someone was there. One of the most famous ghosts of York Minster Cathedral is the ghostly lady. She's said to be a former resident of the cathedral who died in the 19th century.
A resident?
Yeah, I guess she lived there, you know. She was
probably
the
in a
house
dungeon.
Wench or something like that.
Yeah.
Maybe she's
up in
a
the
cook.
Attic.
Who
okay.
knows? Maybe she was the organist. She knew how to play a skin flute.
Terrible.
She had a way about the organ, if you know what I mean. Visitors have reported seeing her ghostly figure in the nave. And
ooh, in the nave.
In the nave, on the nave. Semantics.
About the nave, yeah.
About the navel. And some have even claimed to have felt her touch on the organ. And then there's also the treasurer's house, and this historic home is said to be haunted by the spirits of former residents, including Roman soldiers who were buried beneath the building. Mm. So lots of Romans in York. And then there's also a street called the Shambles, which is said to be haunted by the spirits of former residents and business owners. And by that, I probably mean brothels.
Yeah, the Shambles. Sounds like a drunken, disorderly place.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So there's that.
That's like York. A fun place. I got to go there.
You know, you can have a Yorkshire pudding, too. A Yorkshire pudding.
Yeah.
I don't know what York else comes mint? From York.
Have a walk a Yorkshire Terrier and sing, York commenced your cathedral. You're putting me down. Remember that song?
Oh, it's a walled city. No, Mom, I'm not your age.
Okay.
It has, the York Minster has medieval stained glass and two functioning bell towers. Their city walls have a walkway on both sides of the River Ouse or Ouse.
How do you spell that?
O-U-S-E.
Oh. It's an odd name.
It is.
Sounds interesting, actually.
There's Clifford's Tower.
And I'm not
Tower.
Being sarcastic.
Yeah, there's York's Chocolate Story. That could be fun. The York Dungeon. Guy Fawkes Inn. There you go.
I wonder if he was from York.
I mean, who knows?
Must be.
They have some fun little that, boats on the river.
You know, wanted to blow up Parliament.
Yeah,
Guy Fawkes Day.
Yeah. He said, what the fuck? What the fuck is Parliament?
And they said, hey, Guy, what are you doing?
So get
what are you
fox
doing with those
here?
Barrels?
Said none of your business.
Well, is that it for that scary place?
That's it for York. That is it for York.
Well, our number 10 then. Our number 10
is
on
Edinburgh.
The list. It's Edinburgh. It's Edinburgh. And I say the best for last because it's got some good stories.
I don't know. I think that Edinburgh, it's like such a new place that I can't imagine it having any ghosts.
Now, you are just so wrong, Jessica. And I want to say that King James VI.
Oh, yeah, him.
Put the Salem witch people to shame because he
killed
and Edinburgh killed more than 300 witches in his
time.
Oh,
I know.
Yeah.
I think I talked about it because I know that I talked about Edinburgh.
Yeah. Oh, man. And the Witchery is this restaurant that I've been to a couple times because it's so wonderful and creepy. You go there, their main restaurant, then you can go downstairs and the owner bought this little like secret garden room that has, you could just imagine King Henry the VIII sitting in there eating, you know, a great big drumstick with the windows with the leaded glass, you know, little panes looking out on this ivy. It's so interesting and beautiful, but that's where the witches were buried underneath there.
Yeah. Makes sense why it's called the Witchery.
Yeah.
At least they're paying homage in a way. Yeah.
You can rent rooms. They're fabulous, full of antiques, and they're like £600 a night above the restaurant. I didn't know that till today. And
that's fun. So you'll probably stay there next time, huh?
I don't know. I'd have to stay up all night, you know, just shivering.
I'm sure if you had enough whiskey, that would help.
Well, maybe. I don't know. There's lots of ghost sightings all
everywhere.
Down the Royal Mile and all those old closes you talked about in Edinburgh where people lived and died. And
The tunnels,
the castle. But the fun story is the West Bow House. And I walked by that the last time I was in Edinburgh because I said, look, Gary, look at that cool restaurant up there. It's really neat. It's like two stories up and a veranda with, and we were there in the summer with umbrellas and stuff. And I wanted to go there, but we couldn't get a reservation. Mm-hmm. And that was right by this bow house.
What happened
had I only known? Okay, there was a guy named Thomas Weir, that lived mm-hmm. there, and he was very popular, very respected. He gave sermons. He was a Presbyterian. He would give speeches. He was a great orator. And he fell ill in 1670 and thought he was going to die. And he confessed to having this secret life where he said, I have been practicing bestiality, incest, and Satanism. And it's all centered on this cane that he had. And some people said that when he walked down the street, the cane would just be in front of him, moving on its own.
Okay, that's creepy.
Yeah. So he was put on trial, and people just said, no, you can't put Thomas Weir on trial. He's a great guy. What are you doing? This is crazy. And they sentenced him to death because his sister came out and said that everything he said was true.
Huh. Wow.
And so the house was demolished in 1878 because no one could stand living there for long because there were so many weird things that happened and it creeped everybody out. People thought, okay, that's the end of the West Bow House. But some of its remains, I'm assuming the foundation and maybe the cellar, stayed there. And on top of it were built the present Quaker Meeting House, which is like four stories high. And mm-hmm. there are really a lot of reports of paranormal activity in the meeting rooms at the Quaker House. So something is still very wrong in that building.
Something's afoot. Maybe it's the Illuminati.
Yeah. Walked by it like two or three
times. Well, you were drawn to it, so maybe you wanted some bestiality yourself.
Yeah, yeah, maybe a little bit of incest and Satanism.
Or maybe you wanted a little Quaker's oats.
Yeah, I wanted to quake, that's for sure.
You were after some oatmeal.
But the, you know, the most famous one is Greyfriars Kirkyard, which I've visited at dusk, and it was like
dusk.
It was perfect. And there was a ghost tour going on talking about how they would bury people with bells to make sure they were dead and
so creepy.
That they could ring, and then body snatchers. And I was photographing old, really, really old tombs and gravestones. And then all of a sudden, the tattoo started up on the castle mount.
Oh.
The pipe started, and it was just like the hair on the back of my arms just raised
the hair
high.
Above your lip, just
yeah, every hair on my body. But the most poignant thing about it to me is that it's named after that dog, Greyfriars Bobby, who looked just like your dog Toby, and he guarded his dead master's grave for 10 years, and was eventually adopted by the city. He had full run of the city, and there's a little statue of him, and you could touch it.
He's a very cute little boy. Wasn't he like a Skye Terrier or something?
Yeah, he was, but he looked like Toby to me.
He did.
But in Edinburgh, the most fun story is about Brodie's Close.
Now, Brodie's Close.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Close is one of those little, it used to be like an alley, but now they're mostly just walkways. And they, mm-hmm. you know, between buildings, and lots of times the restaurants have tables out there now, and they're really cute. But in the old days, they were kind of scary.
I would imagine, yeah.
But William Brodie was a master mm-hmm. tradesman.
Brodie.
He was
like such a dude name.
Yeah. He, of cabinetry, and he was the leader of the local Wrights and Masons Association, which repaired locks.
Okay.
So along comes William Brodie. He was also very well respected, and he made a copy of a bank key and over the years stole lots of money and lived kind of a lavish lifestyle with his wife and family and mm-hmm. five mistresses.
Oh, okay. He's a polygamist.
Yeah.
He wasn't married, but yeah.
He was a man about town. That's what he
Definitely.
Was.
Definitely.
So he was finally found out, and somebody clued him into it, I guess. So he fled town. He had enough time to get out of Edinburgh, and they actually mm-hmm. chased him all the way to Amsterdam.
Wow.
And this is in, you know, I don't know, when was it? I think that was in the 1600s or something. I mean, who would have done that? A policeman? Who?
Maybe.
A bank teller? Know.
Maybe a bounty hunter,
yeah,
perhaps?
I didn't know that would happen. So they dragged him back for trial, and he tried to bribe the hangman because he knew all about how to fix a gallows or something so it wouldn't trip right and he wouldn't, you know, actually die, and you can't hang a person twice. But he got hanged.
He got the noose.
Yeah. This noose for you, William Brody. So it's his ghost that haunts the Brody's Close, as well as, and this doesn't make any sense at all, a fire-breathing horse.
Oh, well, you know, maybe it was his steed into hell. Perhaps?
I don't know. These stories, but Edinburgh, very fun stories.
What's the genesis of the fire-breathing horse?
I don't know. Question mark, question mark, question mark.
Okay. It's just hell hath no fury like a fire-breathing horse.
Yeah. And there's so many more in Edinburgh. I'm just like, you know, touching the surface.
As per usual.
But that's our tour of the 10 most haunted cities in the world.
I liked it. It was fun.
Yeah. So stay tuned for more.
Did you have fun?
I had so much fun.
Did you have fun, Patricia?
Yeah, especially the Undercroft.
The Undercroft.
I really wonder
what that means.
Well, let's look it up. Hey, Siri.
Hey, Siri.
What does Undercroft mean?
The crypt of a church.
Well, I hope we'll do some more of these podcasts, Jessica, because I really enjoy traveling around the world with you and, you know, making fun of choir boys and vicars. So
vicars. Vickers give stickers.
So until next time, join us again for another Freakin' Paranormal show.
We're at Freakin' Paranormal. Bring your passport. Get ready to have fun.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
We hope you enjoyed this spooky journey.
Keep traveling
and make it freaking paranormal.
That's it.
What?
That's it. All right. That's it.
Goodbye. She sits and shines shoes, and when she sits, she shines all day.